Psychiatrists attempt to help people deal with the toils of emotion and society each day. Violence among youth is an ever-present problem, especially now that guns sometimes appear in schools. We in America live in a fast-paced society where children and adults often find themselves confused. Western culture may offer a solution to many of our ailments. Grandmaster Dan Rogers of the American Hapkido Academy says that martial arts can help bring out the best in people.
When you come into the martial arts, it's a lot more than just learning how to fight. It's learning how to discipline yourself after getting the skills to be able to defend yourself.
Rogers says that the martial arts helps people of all personality types. Most importantly, it builds confidence.
The confidence that's required to be good at the martial arts is also required to be good at anything else.
John Jones, a student of the martial arts, stated that he began taking classes for physical reasons.
I joined it to mainly get into back into shape and to learn some practical self-defense.
It is the varying facets of the martial arts that make it so appealing to students. Roger says that you are never too young or too old to start, but you shouldn't be impetuous.
First thing that I would recommend for a person that's considering the martial arts is not to just go to the first school and sign up. And I think what people need to do if they're considering studying martial arts is go to the internet, look at some of the websites, make comparative analogies from various things.
Rogers recommends sitting in on a few classes at different schools to find a place that appeals to you most.
People will allow you to come in there and take a class for free before they want you to sign anything. And the schools that don't offer you this option, stay away from them.
A steady program may run you up to $70 per month, but the cost may very well be worth it. Michael Norris, also a student, finds the study of martial arts to be worthwhile.
I think it does. It adds to everybody's life. It increases your self-confidence, your physical fitness.
Rogers claims that the only thing a person truly needs to get into the martial arts is the right attitude.
All too often in society today, we're so worried about making money that we don't stop to think about the important things, you know. Love, patience, understanding, self-esteem, self-worth. And if people have all those things, which are all things that you get from the martial arts, how can you go wrong?
For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jason Milligan.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with